Chapter 3. As he bobbed and weaved his way through the crowd, Theron realized he'd never get to the spaceport in time on foot. Fortunately, the unmistakable whine of incoming swoop engines gave him an idea. Dashing into the middle of the square, where he'd be most visible, he shook his fist and shouted up at the young gang members who had circled back around to buzz the crowd yet again. "Take your flying toys and get on home, you little punks!" As he'd expected, the three riders banked their swoops and came straight at him, drawn by his challenge. Theron ducked and covered his head as the first swoop buzzed past a couple of meters overhead. The second came even closer. Theron turned and ran toward the cover of the nearest building, throwing quick glances back over his shoulder as he pretended to flee in terror. The third rider took the bait and gave chase, accelerating to cut Theron off before he could get to safety. He came in much lower than the other two, trying to force Theron to prostrate himself on the ground to avoid getting struck by his swoop. Theron played his part by crouching low as if cowering in fear. Then, at the last moment, he sprang up and grabbed the rider's arm as the swoop narrowly missed him. Caught by surprise, the young thug was yanked from his seat. Theron held his grip for just an instant, twisting so that the rider fell hard on his backside and not on his unprotected head. The rider rolled across the square as the swoop veered and spun crazily out of control until the internal stabilizers righted it. The swoop's built-in safety protocols detected the rider's absence and brought the vehicle down for a safe landing on the other side of the square. The crowd processed what had just happened in a stunned silence, broken by the sound of the other two swoops racing away, their riders unaware of their friend's fate. Then everyone erupted in a spontaneous round of applause and cheers. Theron ignored them and ran over to check on the fallen rider. The young man had rolled over onto his back, where he lay dazed and groaning. Several patches of skin on his bare arms and hands had been scraped raw from his fall, but otherwise he appeared okay.
"Hey kid, next time wear a helmet," Theron said, giving him a pat on the cheek.
The teen only groaned in reply, though he did manage to flash an obscene gesture. Theron took that as a sign he was all right. The sound of the retreating swoop engines changed pitch. The other two thugs were circling back. Theron turned and ran for the fallen rider's swoop, leapt on, and fired up the engine. As he took off, he hoped the other two would stop to look after their friend instead of giving chase. Glancing back over his shoulder, however, he wasn't surprised to see them close on his tail. Theron punched the accelerator, pushing his ride to full speed as he climbed in altitude, the buildings and streets a blur of colors as he flew past. In the days before joining the SIS, Theron had carved out a reputation on the minor league swoop circuits of Manan. He doubted the riders in pursuit were a match for his skills, but he was on an unfamiliar machine, racing through streets they knew like the back of their hands. Losing them wasn't going to be easy.